Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam. Let's turn to other people's problems. You know, you always come at just the right time, just as my blood pressure is going up. It's like, oh, there's another world out there. How are you doing this morning?
Yes. Another scary, death-laden world. I am aware that sometimes it's like, you know, we're looking at the world stories and what seems most important. And often it is death and destruction related, and so I kind of apologize for that, because there is another side to life.
We just don't always
talk about it, do we?
Yeah, but it's also very painful when we also, because as a media, it's our responsibility. We can't just sort of, we got to shine the light, even if it's gruesome, and we can't have people saying, well, you know, nobody even cared about our situation. And it's unfortunate, but and I really think collectively as a world we are responsible for what's happening in Afghanistan, because we stood by and watched an invasion, and now the aftermath of that is not looking great.
Yes, you could argue that for 20 years, NATO forces led by the Americans in particular plugged a gap in Afghanistan. And like all the other invaders of Afghanistan over the centuries beforehand, the Russians included, ultimately they leave and leave the same vacuum, which still needs plugging. And what it is being filled up with is Taliban, and now we hear Al-Qaeda. There are claims that Al-Qaeda has basically raised its ugly head again and has joined forces with the Taliban to some extent. Not that the Taliban is admitting this, but we're seeing in Lashkargah in particular, this city in southern Afghanistan in the province of Helmand, once upon a time, and not that long ago, patrolled by British troops, and actually relatively peaceful at one stage, perhaps a brief stage, but oh boy, all the hell is breaking loose. And we know that 40 people have died in the upsurge in fighting just in the past day or two. That the Taliban has reportedly recaptured most of the city, and an Afghan army commander is now absolutely saying to civilians, and we're talking hundreds of thousands of civilians, to leave. Where do they go? Jesus. How do they get out?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you were told, leave Cape Town, it's not that easy, is it? And that's in peace.
It's getting easier.
Let alone in war.
But I'm joking. Yeah, you're right.
I know you are.
Belarus, a difficulty here. More and more of this political, I suppose, cloak and dagger. An opposition member has been killed. Or an opponent of government.
Yes, an opponent. I suppose not technically a politician, but he was in charge of a group who are helping people leave Belarus. So a dissident, an opponent certainly of the regime, and found dead near his home in Ukraine next door. He was found hanged in a park. This is Vitaly Shishov is his name. He had failed to return from going for a run. Police have opened a murder inquiry, but essentially it absolutely looks like this was an assassination. Of course it could have ultimately be a bunch of murderers or a theft gone wrong, but you put two and two together as an opponent of President Lukashenko in Belarus and everything else that's going on. And by the way, just to sort of throw an extra little thing into the plot about Belarus and its hardline extremist attitude towards life, the sprinter, remember her, Tomovskaya, Katerina Tomovskaya,
yes,
who was basically given threats, tried to leave the Belarusian team at the Olympics, was heading off to Poland. Apparently, she has flown instead to Austria because there were fears about another plane hijacking. Remember that plane being forced to divert to Minsk?
Yes.
There was a genuine fear that that could happen again. Hmm.
Interesting stuff. And very concerning stuff. I don't believe that these are all coincidences. Neanderthal art. How do you add this to your collection, by the way? Because you don't want to take it from the cave.
That's true. I don't think you can. You can take a picture of it, maybe. 60,000 years old. I mean, that is extraordinary. I mean, of course, that's pre-human, so which is why we are talking about Neanderthals. So it's before. I mean, it's one of those things where you think, in Neanderthals, did they become human beings? I think the jury's still out, isn't it? Isn't there still a sort of missing link theory? But anyway,
yeah, but
60,000 years ago, I guess we're all related ultimately. 60,000 years ago, these paintings appeared on caves in southern Spain. They're essentially little red lines on a stalagmite. That's a stalagmite that goes up, isn't it, as opposed to a stalactite that comes down. Anyway, I think these little red markings, and there are some who've said, look, it's just, you know, the pigments in the stone coming out over the years. But they've had another look at these in the Cueva de Adalet and said that they think they must be, I was going to say human drawn, but yeah, human sort of Neanderthal drawn, and absolutely would be something that had been done by hand. I like to think, I've had a look at these, and they're literally just little red lines on a stalagmite. I like to think either this was a height chart, you know, like you do for your kids when they grow, they put a little mark there and then a year later another one. It's like that on our kitchen door, little markings. Or it was an ancient game of football 60,000 years ago in which they were keeping the score, maybe. So Neanderthals 1, missing link 2. It could do that, couldn't it? It could.
I like that one. Thanks a lot to you, Adam. Catch up with you tomorrow.